NASA is marking 10 years since its Curiosity rover landed on Mars in search for evidence the planet once supported life. Let's relive the moment. The robot successfully landed on the red planet on August the 6th, 2012.
UHF is good. Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
Now, in that time, the rover has analysed dozens of rock and soil samples, traversing nearly 30 kilometres across the rocky Earth's rocky sibling. Dr. Ashwin Vasudevada is the head scientist of the Curiosity team and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Not too bad. I hope that line's okay. Let's just, what would you say Curiosity's biggest achievement has been so far?
The biggest achievement for us is determining that Mars was about 3 billion years ago.
He's coming in from Mars, I think, Corin.
Yeah, we might have to see if we can fix that line up and come back to Dr. Vasudevada. It's quite an extraordinary 10 years it has had, though, the Mars rover going there. I think it was pretty much credited with having established that there was liquid water on Mars at some point.
Is that the one that got the door? Did you see the door?
I can't remember.
No, there was an alien door.
Yes.
It turned out.
Here we go. We'll give it another go. Dr. Vasudevada, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Oh, hopefully this is better.
That sounds much better. What do you think Curiosity's biggest achievement has been so far?
You know, our biggest achievement is in figuring out that Mars, about 3 billion years ago, once had all the conditions needed to support life. We don't actually detect life with this rover. We look for all the conditions needed to support it. And it turns out that Mars was a great place for life. And now we need to figure out if life was actually there.
How do you keep a rover going for 10 years? I mean, what sort of money and support team is required?
Well, you know, this rover is a flagship mission for NASA. It's a multi-billion dollar mission. And so we have teams of, several thousand people that built it. And now a few hundred that run it today. So it's a pretty big undertaking, and the hardest part for us is actually working out all the technical problems on a vehicle that's now 100 million miles away from us and no ability to fix it other than through, you know, creative solutions with the software and other things we can control.
So what are its key purposes now? You get images, you do the drilling. What's the focus now?
The focus is really climbing a mountain that's in the middle of our landing site. It's about 5 kilometers high. We've climbed about 600 meters of it so far, and we're not attempting to summit it. We're just getting through the lower foothills. But by climbing this mountain, we can understand throughout Mars' early history if the climate changed and how that affected the prospects for life. So we're going to keep climbing till the end of the mission and continue to read history of Mars like a book.
Dr. Ashwin Vasudevada there, the head of the Curiosity team.